expected them to win.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but
I know.
It is a great game, like.
Yeah, but really, he was very disappointed.
He must have been. Did he play hurling himself?
Ah, he did. He played a bit of hurling, you know.
Who did he play with?
He played with Mungert.
Did he?
He did. He did, yeah. He was good too, mind you.
What part of the field did he play?
What, love?
What part of the field did he play?
Oh, with the rest of them, you know.
I know, but was he in the forwards or in the backs? Or did they stick him in goal?
I wouldn't have an idea.
Did he used to score goals and points or did he block goals?
Oh, he scored them.
Did he?
He did, yeah.
How did you know that?
Well, he often talks about it, you know.
Yeah.
About the one that he whipped over the bar and all. You know,
it might be the other bars he's talking about, no?
Ah, no, God love it. I know, he's good like that, Mr. O'Connor.
Yeah.
Only of a sudden now he'd have his
mind.
No.
So they were terribly disappointed yesterday anyway, were they?
God, listen to me, he came home. The young fella didn't have his exercise done. And honest to God, he ate the face off him.
Did he?
He ate the face off him, Mr. O'Connor. And I'm sick of it. And do you know what he did in tonight?
What?
He's not gone on now until 12, and he dragged me in the rain to see him coming down the road in the bus.
Did he?
I was drowned.
Yeah.
I was drowned into the skin. I was drowned.
It was nice to see them, though, wasn't it, the lads? They did their best.
But they were very sorry for looking at Mr. O'Connor. They were all fed up looking inside in the bus.
They were, man.
They were, God love them. It wasn't fair to push them through that.
No, I was just saying that myself, actually, you know.
Mr. O'Connor, do you know, I think that often there's no one listening there now, sir.
No.
do you know what I mean? Listen, Mr. O'Connor, do you know what I was often thinking now?
What's that?
Well, you know that fella, Ali Hodge.
Ali O'Connor, is it
Ali
the hurler?
O'Connor.
Yeah.
Who was he transferred from, Mr. O'Connor?
How do you mean transferred, Mary?
Do you know, like, you know, they'd buy him from someone now for maybe £100,000, you know?
Well, they don't have any transfers in hurling, you see.
But they do in all games, don't they?
No, not in hurling, you know.
Oh, don't they?
No. They don't pay money at all out in hurling, you see.
What?
No.
They don't pay them boys anything.
No, they're all amateurs.
You're joking me, Mr. O'Connor.
No, they do it for the love of it.
The love of it?
Yes.
And where does all the money that they get on the gate, where does that go?
That's a very good question, Mary, now.
They don't pay the boys at all for hurling?
No.
But over in England, they're paid about £700 a week.
They are, my dear.
The soccer.
They are, yeah. But I don't know, hurling is a different setup altogether, you see.
Oh, God, you can bet your life, too.
Yeah.
But Mr. O'Connor, there must have many thousands were there yesterday.
There was 70,000.
70,000 and all the money. Where did that go, Mr. O'Connor?
Well, I think they give it to the various grounds around the country, you see, to improve the grounds and things like that, you see. Yeah.
Oh, God, I see.
To buy football laces and things like that.
It must cost an awful lot to keep the ground going, does it?
It must.
Yeah. Mr. O'Connor, do you know what I want to say there now? Is Mr. O'Donnell still there?
He's on my left here, he is.
Is he there, really?
Yes, I am here, Mary.
Hello, Tom, how are you, love?
Grand, thank you, Mary. Very well.
No doubt about it, you're an old trooper, you are. Do you keep it going there for Mr. O'Connor before he comes in?
Yes, keep it going.
You're great, God love you. You're really very good.
Thank you, Mary.
He's very versatile.
How's Pascal, Mr. O'Donnell?
I beg your pardon?
How's Pascal?
He's grand now, he's grand again now.
Is he?
Thank
good.
You very much.
Good, God, he he's beautiful, isn't he?
He's
and his wife, how's his wife, tell me?
She's a dot.
She is, isn't she? God love her. I often see her downtown, you know, but she wouldn't know me at all.
No, well, now you should go up to know Mary and say hello to her.
I will, of course.
I do introduce her. She'd love to meet you, Mary.
I know, God love her. She's very nice, isn't she?
She is.
But you're great, Mr. O'Donnell.
I am.
You're great. Listen, do you remember last week I was talking about Christmas crackers? I'll tell you, listen here to me.
Yes, ma'am.
We were here afterwards, and one of the girls from next door came in.
Yes.
And she said, Mary, I heard you on the radio.
Yes.
And you know, we were splitting outside laughing. Yes. Do you remember the sketch you did to Desmond Pascal? And you had two big foxes' tails in your hair.
Two foxes' tails.
Do you remember that one?
Happy
Mary.
Do you remember
that
one? I do indeed. Oh, God, it's looking back at the season, isn't there? No, but I nearly missed it last. I did. Oh, God, you were great. You were great. And what was the situation?
That's right, Mary.
That's right.
A red tail and a black tail.
What's that now?
A red tail and a black tail.
Was that what you thought, was it?
A red fox and a black tail.
That's right, God love us. Oh, you're all great. Mr. O'Connor.
Yes, Mary.
How's this Irish country now?
It's going very well. I'm just coming down from the George tonight now. It was very, very good.
Oh, you were at the George tonight, Mary?
We are.
That's
going to
be good class.
Well, they had Mary Minerkney Town there back last August, I think. And...